Well, we just said hog. That's all I can remember of calling it.
What if you had a pig and you didn't want it to grow up to be a boar? What would you say you were going to do to him?
Operate on his spam.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that?
No, not that I can think of.
Did you ever hear work on or cut?
Yeah, work on or cut. That's right.
How did that sound?
Well, it sounds kind of cruel.
What's the hog called then?
What's a hog called then? I don't know. A bar.
Okay. Would you call him a bar if he had been worked on after he was full grown? Like an old boar?
Well, I really don't know.
What about stag? Do you ever hear
that? Well, yeah, I've heard the word stag. Maybe that would be what it'd be.
And the stiff hairs a hog has on its back.
It's bristle.
And the big teeth that they have.
Tusk.
And what you put the food in for the hog?
Trough.
And if you had three or four of those, you say you had three or four?
Hog troughs.
And what would you call a hog that's run up out in the woods?
That grew up out in the woods? A wild hog? A wild boar?
Any special name for, there's one kind that's real skinny and long legs. It's got a long snout.
Razorback?
Do they have those around here?
No, I don't know. I haven't seen them here.
And if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you'd say you had to go feed the...
Go feed the stock.
What if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese? You'd say...
Go feed the fowl. Go feed the poultry.
If it was time to feed the stock and do your work, you'd say it was... You'd call that what time?
Well, evening time, or feeding time.
Okay. And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
Oh, my goodness. Bad.
What do you say it's doing?
It's hollering. God. That's all I can think of right now.
What about a cow? What does she do?
Moo.
And a horse?
Neigh.
What about the softer sound?
What?
What's the softer sound the horse makes?
Ninny, kind of ninny la.
Okay. And how would you call a cow to get her out of the pasture?
Oh, honey, it's been years since I've done that. Just say.
Go ahead. And I can't like do it.
I don't think I can do it. How do you do it? You do it.
Well, what was it that you would say? If you can't give the call, what?
Sioux, Jersey.
Okay. How would you call a cat?
I don't really know.
What would you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you could milk her?
No, I used to know that, but I can't remember that. I don't know.
You ever say saw or so?
Yeah, saw. Saw. It's been years since I've moved with any cow.
How about getting her to move her leg back? How would you do that?
I'd just say step back.
Okay.
Hit her leg.
Huh?
Kind of hit her leg, pat her legs, and step back.
What would you say to a mule or horse to get them to turn left or right?
Gee and haw.
You know which is which?
No, I don't. I really don't.
How would you call horses to get them out of the pasture?
Well, I never did call horses out of the pasture. I just go get them if I wanted them. I call them by name, maybe. Uh-huh. That's the way we use
them. There wasn't any special?
No, call. Not that I can remember now.
What about to get a horse started, you tell him?
Get up.
And to stop him?
Whoa.
And to back him up?
I don't know.
And how would you call sheep? Do you ever hear them?
No, I don't know very little about sheep. Very little about sheep.
What about hogs? How'd you call them?
Piggy, piggy, sooty, piggy.
Okay. What about to get them?